So let's review. The Mishnah mentioned a machlekes regarding the Isra of Ein Moichrin Lehem Behem Agasa. In all places, one may not sell a large animal to a non-Jew, even where there's no concern for Raviyah because there's a concern for Ma'avid Be Malacha, that the non-Jew will make the animal do work on Shabbos. The Rabbanah hold Ein Moichrin, Agolim V'Siyachim Shleim V'Shavurim. The Isra applies to all large animals, even a young calf or donkey, and even if the animal is crippled and cannot work, because as Rashi explains, Gezer Dima Asal Achlufi V'Asal Mizvin Gedayil Mishleim. If these were permitted, one might come to us to sell large, healthy animals that can work. While Rabbi Huda Matir, Bishvura, Rabbi Huda permits selling a large animal that is crippled to a non-Jew. As Rashi explains, since this defect cannot be healed, the non-Jew won't keep the animal alive, and he intends to slaughter it immediately. And therefore, a Jew won't see this animal in non-Jew's possession that might bring him to sell a healthy animal. The Rabban, however, forbid even Shavura because keeping the Marbiyan alive, you allow this asal shohuye. The non-Jew will keep the animal alive to produce offspring. While Rabbi Huda was not concerned for Shavura because le mekabela zachar Shavura will not mate. The Gemara proceeds to inquire Ibailahu. Shar shel patim mahu. Is a Jew permitted to sell a fattened ox that cannot work? Tibayl Rabbi Huda, Tibayl Rabban. This question is according to both Rabbi Huda and the Rabban. Perhaps Rabbi Huda permitted a crippled animal only because it will never be able to work, but he would prohibit a fattened animal because if the non-Jew waits until it becomes thin, it will be able to work. Or perhaps the Rabbanan prohibited a crippled animal only because it is not designated to be slaughtered, but they would permit a fattened animal because it is designated to be slaughtered. This question remains unresolved. The Mishnah proceeds with a second machlekes. Ben Beseir Matir Besus. Ben Beseir permits selling a horse to a non-Jew. As Rashi in the Mishnah explains, She'ein malachti el l'rechiva. Rechiva shvusi b'lav malacha mishum d'chai noises atzmai. A horse is only used to carry people, and this is not forbidden on Shabbos Medaraisa because we consider that a live person carries himself. While Rebbe Isim and they base Devar, Rebbe forbids selling a horse to a non-Jew for two reasons. Mishum Teres Kli Zion, because the horse will be used as a weapon to kill those who fall during battle. Mishum Teres Behem Agasa, Likashayaskin Matchin Birchayim B'Shabbos, because when the horse becomes old, it will be used to grind the mill, which is forbidden on Shabbos Medaraisa. Am Rebbe Yechanan, Halacha Keben Besera. Zak the Mishnah, E Moichanam Devin Varayas Bechadavishesh Be Nezik L'Rab. One may not sell to a non-Jew bears, lions, and all animals that could cause harm to the public. The Gemara cites Rav Chanan Bar Rava, who said in the name of Rav, Chaya Gasa, Harei Kebehem Adaka, Lepirkus, Avaloy Lemechira. A large non-domesticated animal, such as a lion, is somewhat like a small domesticated animal, and that regarding the halacha of Pirkus, it is like a Behem Adaka. However, regarding the Isser, Mechira La'akum, Chaya Gasa, Harei Kebehem Agasa. And therefore, b'chamokim e'moichrin lehem, in all places one may not sell a chayagasa to a non-Jew. While Rav Chanan bar Rava himself disagrees with Rav and says, even regarding mechira, chayagasa arehi gibehem adaka, and therefore, mokim shenoga limker meichrin, shaloi limker e'moichrin. Whether or not a Jew may sell a chayagasa depends on the minig. Halacha Pirkus is as follows. The Mishnah Masechtas Chulin states, Hashechir es ha-musukenes, achati farches oi biyad oi biregel. If a person slaughtered a sickly animal, the meat is permitted to be eaten only if the animal showed a sign of life, and that it moved its hand or foot after the shechita. If it did not, the meat is forbidden, because as Rashi explains, havekamesa koidim shechita. We consider the animal dead even before it was slaughtered. And the Mishnah there makes a distinction between behemah daka and behemah gasa. In the case of a behemah daka, it must stretch out its hand and pull it back in both directions to be permitted. Otherwise, it's forbidden. While in the case of a behemah gasa, it's sufficient if it moved its hand only in one direction. And both Rav and Rav Chanan bar Rava agree that regarding Pirkus, chaya gasa harei kebehemah daka, because darka livshe yad b'itzos nefesh, a chaya gasa usually stretches its hand at the time of its death. The Gemara concludes with a proof, like Rav, that regarding Mechira, Chaya Gasa Reike Behem Gasa. As the Brisa states, K'shem She'em Moichlem Behem Gasa, Kach E'em Moichlem Chaya Gasa. V'afil B'mokim She'em Moichlem Behem Daka, Chaya Gasa E'em Moichlem. To Yufta, to Rav Chanan, Bar Rava, to Yufta. The Mishnah continues, Im boyni mohem basilki gardim itstadia ubima. One may not help the non-Jews build structures in which they execute people, such as basilki, a high building where they judge and convict people and throw them down to their death, and gardim, a building where they judge capital cases, and itstadia, a building in which they conduct bullfighting, and bima, a tall, narrow tower from which they throw people to their deaths. As Rashi explains, all these are forbidden to be built because kadesh li yitfes Yisrael sham, so that a Jew should not be arrested and be put to death there. However, the Mishnah continues, one may help the non-Jews build an altar of one stone upon which they bring offerings to Avodah Zarah, because as Rashi explains, to have a tashmish, the tashmish la'akum, it's only an indirect usage for Avodah Zarah. And based marchatzayis, one may help the non-Jews build a bathas. However, higila kipash mamidim ba'avodis kachavim asa livnes. He's forbidden to help build the dome upon which they put the Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Baba Chana Rabbi Yechanan says, gimel basil koyesein. There are three types of basilika. Shel malchei ovdei kachavim, the basilica where the non-Jewish kings live, and Mishel Mechatzais, the basilica of the bathhouses, and Mishel Eitzris, the basilica of the treasures. The Gemara mentions two versions in Rava. In one version, Rava says, Beis Lahatav Echel Isser, the latter two basilica are permitted to be built, but the first basilica of the kings is forbidden to be built because Shadon and Shom Nefashas, and this alluded to in the pasuk Lester Macheim Bezikim. While in the second version, Rabbi says, Kulam Leheter, all three basilika are permitted to be built, and accordingly the Mishnah must be understood as follows. In Bainni Mum Basilki shall guard them Bishal Itstadi Bishal Bima. Only a basilika that was designated for capital cases may not be built, but if it was designated for the king's residence, it may be built.